Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to thank you for joining our forum here tonight at Victorious Radio and Communications. Victorious Radio and Communications has a mission to provide a trusted source of information, music, and entertainment for curious and thoughtful people in efficient, sustainable ways that meet their needs while strengthening the civic and cultural lives of the communities in which we serve. Our vision is to be a valued, vital, vibrant, and victorious service that is indispensable to listeners' lives, inspires people to look at the world in different ways, and capitalizes on emerging opportunities to serve our listeners and communities. If you would like to listen by computer, please feel free to join our chat room by logging into our new Blog Talk link, www.blogtalkradio.com/Victorious Radio Communications. And of course, we'd love to hear from you. You may always contact our forum by phone. Our Blog Talk call-in discussion to number is tonight 347-855-8877. If at any time you would like to address myself or the forum, please press the number 1 and we will allow you in. I'd like to start with our traditional holiday and commencement awareness. We've just said goodbye to January. We got through the blizzard here on the East Coast, and hooray, hoorah, it's February. Did you know that February was known for? Here's a classic. February 2nd is Groundhog Day. The holiday talks about whether or not we're supposed to get 6 more weeks of winter, and I really don't know what happened with Groundhog Day. I didn't follow this year. Today, February 4th, is World Cancer Day. So today, nationally, people are recognizing and acknowledging cancer. So not a specific cancer, but cancer of all types. So if you've had someone who's been affected, today is the day in which the month of February today, February 4th, acknowledges World Cancer. February 7th, the Super Bowl is supposed to be kicking off. So that's very interesting. I'm a Redskins fan, DMV born and raised, but I don't know who made it. I know they didn't. So good luck with the Super Bowl. February 8th is Chinese New Year. And for those who are from New Orleans, Louisiana, February 9th is Mardi Gras. February 10th is Ash Wednesday for this year. And one very interesting holiday is February 13th, which is World Radio Day. Wow. I'm excited about that, being a hostess and radio station owner. February 14th is Valentine's Day. February 15th, we have President's Day. February 21st is known for International Mother Language, and February 22nd is National Margarita Day. Very interesting. Last but certainly not least, this is a leap year, so say February. Who has 28 until leap year this year makes 29? Now, I am very, very excited about tonight's guest and this wonderful project. Tonight's guest, Linda Diane Whatley, is a published writer who began her first work of art with poetry. The poem I Wish appeared in the Poetry Gym of the American Poets Society. For over 12 years, she had her own religious philosophical column in the Frost Illustrated newspaper titled The Best Will Show Themselves. Linda has appeared as a contributing writer for the online magazines, including Faith Writers, The Right Side of Me Productions, The Blessed Room, and Cheers, where she shared inspirational and thought-provoking messages to readers. She is also a contributing of anthologies, The Triumph of My Soul, edited by Alyssa Gabriel, and This Far by Faith with Vanessa Miller as editor. Today, God has awakened her to a new and extremely important message to share with the world. We must become more conscious of PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. She is presenting her newest work, Soldier with a Backpack, Living and Dying Simultaneously. This work reveals the reality of the impact this disorder has on our veterans and civilian people's lives. It takes you deep within the soul of the inner dynamics of this disorder. Stress and trauma is guiding us farther away from love. Truth and understanding will guide us to self-love and love for our fellow man. When Whatley is not writing, she enjoys her family, Mother Jacqueline M. Bushner, sons Robert D. Whatley III, Marcus, daughter-in-law Katie, and her granddaughters Jalen and Mila. It is with great honor, excitement, and privilege that I begin with the introduction to published author Linda Whatley.
Thank you for having me. I'm feeling pretty good tonight.
You know, I am so glad that you're here. I'm so very interested and excited to talk with you about this. I won't get too far into it right now, but on a very personal note, I've had three very close family members, and one being a veteran, to suffer from PTSD. So when I was contacted by our mutual public relations specialist about what you were doing, I was very, very excited and really wanted to have you. So I thank you for taking the time to share your insight and fortitude along with your wonderful project about this book in our forum. So let's start tonight. This is the point where I like for our audience to connect with our guests. And what I like to do in this segment is called Fun Facts. And so I'd ask for you to share something very fun about yourself. It may be your favorite color or your favorite food or your favorite hobby, anything that you really like to do. And this way the audience can connect with Linda. I mean, she's very sophisticated with her bio, but she's still a down-to-earth and very real person. So could you share a little fun facts about Linda for us, please?
Sure. One thing about me, I'm a very, very simple person. I always believe if you keep things simple, you can have your freedom. And so I have a lot of freedom because I try to be, like I say, simple and keep things organized. And in the process of doing that, I'm able to enjoy my family, especially my granddaughters. I enjoy going for walks, reading, writing. I really love doing reviews for other authors and just spending time, you know, just relaxing and enjoying TV when it's something constructive and encouraging on. So actually, yeah, my life is real simple, but I'm very happy and content, and I enjoy my spiritual time with God also.
Wow, I love it, and that is so important. That is so important, you know, having that time to connect with God, the Creator, the Almighty, because He is faithful and He is good. So this wonderful book, let me start with asking you, I see that you were definitely an established writer through your poetry and your columns and contributions to magazines, but what prompted you to write this book? This is your first book?
Well, actually, it's my first book in 8 years.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, how did the birth of this book come to be? I've just got to know because, you know, you cover some very, very key points here. So tell us how, you know, what prompted you to decide to write this book, Soldier with a Backpack, Living and Dying Simultaneously.
I am one of those authors that I don't just say, well, I'm going to sit down and write a book. It's like something comes into me and it lets me know that I have to formulate what it's trying to get out from the unseen existence of life. And so I'm very obedient to it. I may be a little reluctant sometimes, but when I get into it, I know it's going to be a blessing. And so what happened for me here is I have post-traumatic stress disorder. I've had it, you know, ever since I was a child. But during that time, it was never diagnosed. You know, people actually didn't never say the word. But it's so many of us that have it. But for me, over the years, I've learned coping ways to deal with a lot of inner struggles and darkness and, you know, unwanted feelings and emotions. And, you know, it just was horrible inside, but you couldn't explain it. But you knew it existed and it separated you from people. But I existed in the world. I became an adult. And as an adult, I ended up, you know, married with children. I have two sons. And my oldest son served 2 terms in Iraq. And by the second term, he was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. And his last episode was the turning point for me to realize that even though he's been saying it, I didn't really get it until for 2 hours, I didn't know if my son was still alive. And it just never left me. And I was on my job when I got the call, you know, from the Akron Police Department that they were, you know, looking for him. And I'm at my job thinking I'm having a normal day. Well, that froze me in time. And so as I sat there and my insides start twisting and turning like it did 8 years ago from inner struggles with dealing with the reality of life because of what I lived, I knew that as I gathered understanding and that the unseen, which I call my spiritual aspects of myself, was putting a book together. So I start writing down what it was revealing to me. And so from that experience, I knew that this was going to come to completion. It was going to have some substance to it, and it was going to help the world as I had done 8 years ago. But this is so much far bigger and greater, and it's offered to the world that it's just fascinating just watching. It's still growing. It's still confirming itself with the witnessing of people and how it's really helped a lot of people. So basically it came from me wanting to bond closer and understanding and supporting my son through his struggles and suffering. And he shared it with me. A lot of things he was able to share with me, and I was thankful that we had that kind of relationship that he did in the midst of that dark journey that he was being pulled into. He was able to reach for my hand. And so when he reached for my hand, I wanted to be able to embrace him. I didn't want to just hold his hand. I wanted to embrace him, and God gave me what it took to do that.
Wow. Well, Linda, first and foremost, I would like to thank you for being so open about something that's very personal. We really appreciate that, and I'm sure that any listeners that are live tonight or that will be listening to the replay links will also, you know, be able to connect and identify.
because this is something that's very close to home, you know, with relation to your son, your own personal experiences, were there any challenges in actually bringing this book to life? You know, was it hard? Was it complicated? I know that you were obedient, but being obedient is not always easy.
For sure, definitely. Like, some of the things that I had to share in my personal life, I just couldn't believe I had to share. But God just kept revealing to me that it's this rawness that's going to attach me to other people's unidentified rawness that they're experiencing and reacting to life from. So if somebody gives them that jewel, they'll be able to, you know, open it. But it's like by yourself without that embrace. That's why I like that term, embrace. You know, sometimes you just don't get anything done with improving yourself. So, yes, it was very, very hard. And on top of that, you know, my son is a very, very private person. So I was like, okay, I'm going to write this, but if he don't want me to publish this book, I'm not going to do it. You know, that was one of my main concerns. And so when I had completed the book, well, the manuscript, I told him it was finished, and he told me to send it to him. And immediately, I mean, 3 hours later, he said, publish it.
Wow.
So it was like he gave me his blessings. It was like, wow, that's a double blessing between God and him. I didn't have no other choice but to let it go, you know, let it do it what it has been created to do.
Wow. You know, that's really an amazing story. But as the author, may I ask, is there anything that you didn't like writing? obviously, you were prompted to share this message, but, you know, was there anything you just didn't like writing or that you just really hated the process of?
Well, just like, okay, for me, my experiences was dealing with molestation. You know, talk about that and the impact it has on your life and the choices you make and how you never know who you would have been if it hadn't happened. And the choices, like I said, you've made in your relationships with people, I mean, guys, you know. It was difficult for me to share how I reacted from that because it was very intimate, you know, but it had to be done. So that was one of my major areas that I struggled with because I couldn't just surface over it. I had to go into it and come back out of it. And it called for me to be honest to the core of what I said, what I did, how I reacted. You know, so it was like, wow, this is something that the world is going to know. You know, this is me, a mom, you know, a daughter, a friend, you know, a person who walks with God. But this aspect of myself, it's like when you see me today, you'd be like, really? Did she do those things? You know, yeah, I did. But,
wow.
You know, but it was worth it. If I had to do it all over again, I would still have that in my book, you know, because that's the bridge. You know, it's like a bridge. That bridge has to be solid. It can't be synthetic. It has to be real. So that was the most unwanting aspect that I would say that I didn't really care to share. But like I say, if I had to do it all over again, I really would.
Wow. This, I can imagine, was, for lack of a better term, a journey. Would you have found this writing process for you to be cleansing in nature, to have to write about such personal and intimate topics?
It's so awesome. It's like that inner world, that unseen world, that's what I call it, you know, the unseen dimensional aspect of yourself is phenomenal. It's like so unnoticed, so not acknowledged. No, don't get no props, don't get anything, just there. And when you allow it to be let go, it's a beauty to it. It's a healing to it. It's a spiritual completion to the whole self of yourself. So, like, when I write about these experiences, what I'm finding is, like, I start blooming. It's like, even though other people are prospering from it, even today, that book was written in October, I am still, you know, flourishing from it. It's like, it's so alive. It's like a seed was planted in me when I allowed the soil to be there and to let the seeds go in as they needed to go. It's like, it's such a tremendous blessing what it's doing for me. I feel like almost like being born again, again and again.
That is really beautiful. Now, we're going to ask a little bit more about the book later on, but I'm going to ask a couple of personal author questions. Obviously, your repertoire includes writing, and I know that this isn't your first book, but what inspired you to write or to get into writing, even as a lifestyle and for career choice?
What's so interesting about that is I really am more in touch with myself as a messenger. It's like because I've been published, they say I'm an author, but I feel like I'm a messenger. And it's like I don't just say, okay, I'm going to sit down here and write this book right quick, or I'm going to sit down and write this article or do this blog. It's like something just comes into me, and it feels so awesome. Like, you know, you're creating, you know, words, and they have power behind them. Like, I can imagine the Bible writers, I mean, the power that you receive, because it's from the unseen. It's not coming from around you. It's coming from inside of you. And that real reality that the Bible speaks of is really there. And when you listen and you follow it, it's like it can't do anything but bless you. So, like, I don't really just come up with the idea to write. It just comes to me, and I just be obedient to it all the time. And it's, like, fun in some ways. And then it's also rewarding, you know, healing. It's so many things to the point where I look forward to it.
Wow. Are there any authors today that inspire you personally?
Yes. Yes, it's always Alyssa Gabriel. Oh, my goodness, I love her work. She just fascinates me how she can just go into so many different things, and she's so spiritual with it. At the same time, she's exotic. I think that's the term, karate or whatever that is. It's like a combination of the physical and the spiritual, and it just twists together so well, and it makes you learn about yourself more than just your physical stuff. That's why I like it, because it's real spiritual, and it's also healing. It's entertaining. It's so many different things, and I just like the way she writes. It just really do something to my mind.
Wonderful. Do you have any advice for other writers, aspiring writers, current writers, any advice, any message that you'd like to share just for writers in general?
Yeah, I would like for writers to know that they are really a gift from God, that their authenticity is crucial to the betterment of mankind, that don't look at numbers of any kind, but just know that when you're prompted to put something together and create, and it's coming from the unseen, value it. Just know that somebody is waiting for you. You have a purpose, and it don't matter what scale it's on. Just enjoy it, let it happen, and don't compare it to anybody else. Just let it be your gift to the world, and that's pretty much what it is, because everybody do not have that magic to bring words into a language, and it's almost like a song. And so when you get that opportunity, just really, really enjoy it and share it. Don't sit on it.
Absolutely. If you're just tuning in, we are interviewing published author Linda D. Watley. Linda, at this time, this is where we have our bill-paying session. We do what we need to do to keep the lights on in our forum. So I'm going to proceed. Yeah, I pay those bills. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start out with a few announcements and share from our sponsors, and then I'd love for you to follow to share about your contact information, and then we'll get more into the book and how to purchase it. Okay, everyone, it's that time. Please make sure that you check out our broadcast, Motivational Mondays, which airs 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where it's a Christian teach and talk broadcast to help others walk out the word of God. So please check them out. Sisters with Purpose, Kingdom of Heaven Ministries, Ministry, Evangelist LaShawn Gary O'Brien, and Minister Maria Wright, Mondays at 8 p.m. right here on Victorious Radio Communications. Last Tuesday, we were supposed to start Public Opinion Radio with Dr. Lawrence D. Bland. Unfortunately, due to some personal situations on the end of the radio producer, we have had to delay the show. However, it is coming, Public Opinion Radio. We want to hear from the public. We're interested in politics and communities and anything that impacts you, and we want to know what you have to say about that show. The new set date has been for February 16, 2016. The time will be 7 p.m. So please hang in there with us and stay tuned. You guys, if you've not gotten a snippet of Dr. Bland, please go to our YouTube channel where he shares about the legacy of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and so much more. Wednesdays, please check out Conversations with Gail, where relationships, intimacy, common sense thinking, and communication, along with current events, are expressed. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Victorious Radio and Communications. We'd like to thank Minister of Fire Marketing. If you're looking in our chat room and you see all of these beautiful virtual flyers, each and every flyer was created from Minister of Fire Marketing. Please contact Minister Billy James for more information if you're interested in receiving some graphics, media consulting, website building. We would like to thank our great friends at the Divine Purpose Wellness Center located at 5801 Allentown Road, Suite 304, and owner Alva Catlett. Again, happy, happy birthday. She's a board of director here for our radio station. We want to give her a happy birthday. She's done lots for the radio station. She's consistent with doing many, many things in the community. And please check out and support her business. Her business involves alternative health methods. There's a variety of supplements that are sold there if you're interested. Sauna, hand-foot detox, colonics, and so much more. Well, last but not least, but they kind of tie in together, Life After Creating Your Own Happy Ending Incorporated is a local nonprofit organization that assists trauma sufferers and survivors to rebuild and sustain healthy and harmonious living. Their vision is simple. They simply want to help you create your own happy ending. For more information about this nonprofit, please go to www.creatinghappyendings.info. And while you're there, please consider contributing to the following causes. The first cause is the Life Essentials Project. Over the winter weather, but definitely beyond, Life After is creating several vessels to provide those in need with life essentials. Life After's filling shoeboxes, pocketbooks, gallon and quart-sized freezer bags with essential toiletries. These items are given to the underserved population, often homeless. So please consider travel size or mid-size items for the Life Essentials Project. Life After also hosts a food pantry in which life essentials are given out. And one more project from Life After that I think everyone is interested in, and it's called the PBJ, the Peanut Butter and Jelly Project. That's right. Life After takes it to the streets, basically, and we provide bag lunches for the homeless and underserved populations. They are looking to collect most wanted items like peanut butter, jelly, water, juice, crackers, chips, fruit, and flip-top canned foods. Message from Life After, together we can help to end hunger. If you have any questions, you can email contact@wearevictorious.info, or once again, please check out the website www.createhappyendings.info. So thank you for allowing me to produce all of those announcements. And Linda, we'd like to turn it over to you. If someone is interested first in booking you for a speaking engagement or having you on their radio show or live forum to talk about this wonderful project, how can they contact you?
They could actually email me at universallove, that's with 1L26, at yahoo.com.
Wonderful. And let's talk about this book. How can the book be purchased?
The book can be purchased real quickly at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And on my webpage, I have a listing of other sources and links that also carry my book. So if they was to go to www.lindadianewatley.com, one, or lindadianewatley.com, at either place you can get the listing of other links and locations and purchase my book there also.
Well, Linda, I have a surprise for you. Like I told you, PTSD, excuse me, hits home personally for me. So I would like to make a contribution. I'm going to purchase four books in which one I'm going to keep for myself and will be donating to three service areas, properties, and locations in libraries. For example, we are collaborating with a senior property, which actually has a lot of – it's a senior independent living complex, which actually has quite a few veterans. So we'll be placing a book there for their library to circulate, and we're going to purchase two more copies for a couple of other projects. So you can look out for an order from our radio station. We would like to support you and make a purchase, and we will definitely share your information with others pertaining to the book and the value that it has to bring to someone. On a very personal note, I really appreciated something that you said earlier, and that was about being a messenger and giving a message. And that is really so important. There are a lot of people who are very talented, and they're fearful to shine and give their message. And I hope that from what they've heard from you today, that they will be inspired and aspire to do the right thing and to share their message. So getting back to the book itself, is there anything that
you
– oh, I'm sorry?
I have to say thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I can't go any farther without saying thank you. I'm sorry. I just have to. I appreciate that. That was touching for me. And I didn't want to interrupt you, but I just can't go forward without saying thank you so much.
Oh, you know, Linda, you are very welcome. But let me counter with a thank you. That's a deep subject matter. And everyone is not equipped or brave or strong enough to do what you did. And I realize the value in what you have accomplished through this project. I really do. So, you know, really the thanks actually belongs to you for what you did. Linda, go.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow. So, Linda, with your current book, is there anything, if you had to do it over again, is there anything that you would change, or are you absolutely 100% satisfied that you got your message across and, you know, it's going to have the impact that you desire?
There is absolutely not anything that I would change. Because God is just taking over the project. It's like he's just showing me where he wanted to go, when he wanted to go. And what's so phenomenal is the people with post-traumatic stress disorder, if they don't have it, if someone attached to their life, it's like we're just coming together, making this invisible quilt of strength and healing. And it's just awesome. So there is not anything I would change. I just surrender more and more because he's proven that this is what he wants done.
Wow. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I think that I'm excited that you got the support that you needed. Your son should very much first be commended for his contribution to our country, and secondly, being able to share the aspects of that and what it's done and how he's trying to recover and survive through, I'm almost speechless, you know, through that ordeal. So I'm really happy that you just got the support, and it's good to hear that, you know, God has taken over the project, and that's very important. How did you come up with the title for this book? Because I love the title.
It was really interesting because I didn't have a title at first, but as the message kept growing, it just like, I was sleeping one night, and it's like, just spoke it. And it was awesome to me. I said, right. And it wasn't enough to say soldier with a backpack. It had to say living and dying simultaneously. Because it's like, you know, you got to have all this together because that's the whole journey of, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder. It's like every day, it's like a brand new day. Every day you then got over this part of yourself. Now you enjoy this new part of yourself, and then it's just a continuous cycle. And so it's like, I like the title a lot, too. And it's like it's stepping.
It really is. It is a very catchy title. You know, you have to pay attention to that. I could not bypass that. I have one very important question, pretty much in conclusion to tonight's interview. Did you yourself personally learn anything from writing this book, especially as being the messenger?
How would I say this? What I learned more of, because, you know, you can have different levels of knowing. My knowing level just increased to the point where I start really understanding the spiritual aspect of myself. Even though I lived spiritually, I didn't realize there was so much more there. Especially as you're getting older in life, you be thinking that, you know, you're going to kind of taper off in activity or thinking or thoughts and just be, you know, kind of silent. But it's like you become a little dynamic. So the spiritual aspect is so alive and so encouraging. So I didn't know it could be this on such a grand scale. I think that's what I learned more than anything, the grandness of it, the more freer you are with your truth inside.
Wow. Well, Linda, the book is amazing. I've read this, and I have read the synopsis, and that's enough for me to know what I need to know, and that is, I'll share with our audience tonight, that it is a personal investment. Whether you have PTSD, you know someone, or you may just want to get some insight on something new, this is definitely the book that you want to read. Linda, I'd like to thank you so very much for sharing your insight, your wisdom, and your fortitude on the subject matter, sharing information about your book. One more time, can you share for the audience? I just want you to repeat the information in case someone missed it. How can your book be purchased?
It's very easily to be purchased on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. But if you want to go even beyond that, if you go to www.lindadianewatley.com, one, or www.lindadianewatley.com, you will find a listing of links and resources that you can purchase my book. And if you want to reach me, you can reach me in my email, 1L26@yahoo.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Linda, thank you once again. I'm going to close our show with tonight's quote, and I always pick a quote that is custom to the topic, the person, the subject matter. And the quote that I selected tonight is from Michael Templet. Always remember, if you have been diagnosed with PTSD, it is not a sign of weakness. Rather, it is proof of your strength because you have survived. Again, my name is Victoria Mansherry, and it was a privilege and honor to first have our guest, Linda Whatley, and second, to take some time to spend with you. Until we meet again, may we all move forth in peace and with blessings and love. Good night, everyone.